The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It is Monday morning, and I'll tell you what, the Port Huron City Rec Department has been busy coming up with some fun things to do this holiday season, including parking lot bingo tomorrow. We're here to tell us all about that and what else going on at the Rec Department is Nancy Windsor. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I got to tell you, I finally got a chance to see Pine Grove Park all lit up this weekend. Just gorgeous. Really looks cool.
Isn't it so fun? I just thank all our partners. I mean, I know I've told you before about James C. Anderson, their organization, all the decorations they gave us from their display, TMA, and their help. And then all the different organizations, like 30 of them. It's like, it gives you goosebumps, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
Just driving there, watching everybody walking, and it's been amazing. It's been a lot of fun seeing people find, the joy. So
yeah, I mean, Saturday evening drove through there, and just so many families that were strolling through, taking pictures, and just everybody really seemed to be having a good time. I want to talk about parking lot bingo. This happens over the next couple of Tuesdays in the afternoon. What the heck is parking lot bingo?
You know, Paul, we've been trying hard to come up with some things that our community can keep doing and do it safely, so we've been, checking things from directors from across the United States, actually, for just ideas that we think would work here in Port Huron, and this was one of them, and our staff's kind of developed it even more, but we're going to be doing it tomorrow at 3:30, and actually on the 22nd at 3:30, tomorrow we have some very special guests calling bingo, Mr. Freed, and our lovely mayor will be there as well, but it's for the family, it's for seniors, it's free, you come out, and there will be cards available, on a lot of different sites throughout the parking lot, so you can walk up with your mask, social distance, grab a card, bring it back to your car, and then tune into 90.1 FM, and we have an FM transmitter, so our special guests will be calling off the numbers, and the first one that toots their horn will be a bingo winner and come be able to go get a prize out of our bin. And I just want to thank some of the businesses that have called us out of the blue to say, hey, we'd like to donate a gift card, we'd like to do this. And we didn't even ask them to do that, and that was amazing, again, a testament to our community that just always comes together to do great things. We'd like you to bring something to dab it with, whether it's a marker or a dauber or whatever that is. Just because of COVID, we don't want to hand those kind of things out, but please bring that in if you could. And I think it's going to be really cool, Paul. We've had a lot of great response from this, and we're excited.
South McMoran Lot, tomorrow, 3:30 in the afternoon. Everybody that wants to participate can. And I think it's a great idea just to get people out of their house. I think people are starting to feel, even though it is the holiday season and everything, people are starting to feel a little confined, a little bit stuck in a rut. This is a neat idea.
Yeah, I'm hoping. The other thing we've been doing a lot, just to throw out there for families, is Rec on the Go. So this week, the 16th and the 23rd, you can come to the Rec Department. We have a bin out there, and you can pick up, like this week is an ornament to decorate. It's no cost. Just come out there, pick them up for the kids. Last week were Christmas trees, and we saw some really cool ones. And then next week's a gingerbread picture frame. So
nice.
Come out to the Rec Department. We're here to, just do what we can to kind of make this season the best it can be. So, the 16th, 23rd, come to the Rec Department, Palmer Park. We'll have bins there as well. Obviously, first come, first serve, but trying to provide things for kids and families to do this season.
If you're driving through downtown, you see a parking lot full of cars at the south lot at McMoran. You hear the occasional honking of a horn. It's just parking lot bingo. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, exactly. Nancy, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. And once again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll talk again real soon, I'm sure.
To all our listeners and everybody, I just got to say again, Paul, that's been so supportive of the Rec Department and helping us make these things happen. Merry Christmas to everyone as well from us as well. So.
All right. Take care, Nancy.
Thank you.
So long. Bye-bye.